Good afternoon, New Folk Radio. This is 15 Minutes with the Bare Hambones.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Brown from the Bare Hambones, guitar player. We're here at Kiwi Studios, here talking about our album and some of the cover songs that we play. And actually, we're not necessarily a cover band. We enjoy playing songs that we find fit our band and our sound, and we kind of have turned them into our own.
There is something about how you pick the covers you're going to do, though.
Yeah.
We're very, we're very selective with what kind of songs we want to do and don't want to do. And we don't have a formula for it.
Well, and we don't have, so whenever I listen to songs or think about songs we're going to play, I always remember we don't have an electric guitar.
Yeah.
So like you hear a song and it's so prominent in so many different styles of music, electric guitar. So then you got to think of it, then I'll be like, we have a mandolin and an acoustic guitar and a piano are leads. So
right.
You got to try to find something that kind of fits right. within that. Or you have to arrange it so that it does fit within it.
Which is fun. We really kind of pride ourselves on that. Mm-hmm. The reason we're called the Bare Hambones is because we don't have distortion in the band. And when we decide to pick a song, most of them at one point or another had some distortion in the band. So it's a creative process for us to take what we do and put our stamp on it and still make it presentable. You know,
I know this song because I heard Fish play it. And they'll play it every once in a while. It's kind of a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
Funny lyrics, bluegrass.
Felt like it fit the genre of the Bare Hambones.
This was another song where you just kind of Tony suggested, hey, I got an idea. Fish plays this song, and it's one of those songs that they play that's kind of close to our genre. Let's try and do this along the same vein as they do. Hey, look at this YouTube video, mm-hmm. and see if you like this. I think we could do this. And I remember listening to it, and I thought, I do like that song. That is a Fish song that I really like because, you know, they're not necessarily my favorite. I know you love them. But I thought, hey, this is about right. And how we landed on you singing it, I don't remember. I think you just knew it.
Yeah.
And you just went up to the microphone and started singing it because you knew it as we were trying to practice it. And we never looked back.
Nope.
We already had a song that Mike sang. We were doing Moonshiner. And we threw in a song that Tony sings. And it's a... I don't know. It's a nice break in the middle of the set. Hey, here's our bass player. He's going to sing this song for you. I love singing backup on it, by the way. I finally get to harmonize something.
It's a nice, solid bluegrass song.
It is. It is. Right in our wheelhouse. Yep. This is My Mind's Got a Mind of Its Own. Enjoy.
One, two, one, two, three. Just like a leaf out in the wind. My mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to parties when I'd rather be alone. My mind's got a mind of its own.
How about some mandolin in there?
I seem to
Mojo.
Well, oh, we should play that one.
Well,
Mojo.
Yeah, we should play that. I mean, here we are. We're a Chicago band. Many bands have covered this song. I don't remember who suggested we play it.
This is me.
Tim suggested.
Yep.
But we play it at our best. We play it with a fury and a speed that is something I can't really even explain. It kind of takes over the band when we play it, and honestly, I black out.
Yeah. The arrangement is Pine Top Perkins. He's an old blues piano player, and somebody gave me a Pine Top Perkins album years ago because I'm a piano player, and I like blues. We're a roots band. We don't play a lot of blues. We kind of stay away from it because a lot of people do blues, and we don't necessarily want to be known for that. We can play it, but we don't necessarily want to be known for it. But this particular version from Pine Top Perkins had a ton of energy, and I thought, hey, what do you guys think? And this is one of those nights in practice where I started playing it, and immediately everybody just, we were all in. Everybody was all in. Mm-hmm. And then as you guys played and louder and harder, and it extended itself into extra solos, we just kind of looked around and went, oh, yeah, that's right. We got it. We got this one. And so we debuted it at Goose Island, I think.
Did we? I don't even remember.
In Chicago. We played Goose Island down there, right in Wrigleyville.
It's gone now.
Goose Island is gone at Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
Wrigleyville's still there. It's
yeah, that bar, yeah. Rebirth.
Did they close it down?
They did. Oh, yeah. They did once, and then they reopened, and they maybe closed again.
No, it's all closed. That entire block.
Really?
On that side.
That's pretty recent.
Clark. Yeah,
Wrigley, it's all empty. The Ricketts and the Cubbies are taking over that entire area.
Yeah, there's a lot of change going down there. We played one night. There was a couple of bands coming up. We opened, which was just kind of nice for us. We get a good crowd comes in when we when we're gonna play early. We played that toward the end of the set, and the crowd changed. Immediately, the crowd changed when we started playing it. We did all the solos. We did the high energy thing, and that was sort of we kind of knew it was good. But when the crowd did that, it was almost like a validation. Yeah. Yep, you guys got that right. You know, mm-hmm. So there's
certain songs that we bring to the table that we play maybe once or twice, and that's all we need to play it to really know how the song is going to be defined by the Bare Hand Bones. And this is definitely one of them.
All right. Yeah, when you're in a band and you look at each other after you played something and just kind of nod at each other like, that's right, we just did that right. I don't think there's a feeling that's quite like that. A lot of people don't know what that feeling's like, but there's something about us. Sometimes we, disagree or whatever. Sometimes somebody plays something well and somebody's like, I don't know how that went. But there are times when everybody does something and it clicks. This is one of those times. This is I Got My Mojo Working.
Let's do it.
Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, but just don't work. wishing me advice. I've got a gypsy woman now teaching me advice. I've got a whole bag of tricks now saved in here on ice.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed today's 15 minutes with the Bear Hambones. Check out our website at www.thebearhambones.com. Hit us up on Facebook, or if you have any questions that we could answer on a future show, send them along to thebearhambones@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.